Let yourself stand with your feet at a comfortable width. Before even observing what you notice about yourself, give yourself time just to be open. Give yourself permission to give up doing anything. Before things can change, we must first give permission to stop. Allow your eyes to take in the entirety of what you see. Allow your eyes to be soft enough to not fix itself on any given point in space. Consider the top of your head. Consider the length and width of your feet. Consider your pelvis. Recognize the three-dimensionality of your pelvis. Imagine, if you will, a big circle rotating around your pelvis, allowing yourself, therefore, to be present to the space behind your pelvis, to be present to the space to each side of your pelvis, to be present to the space in front of your pelvis. And give permission for your pelvis in this three-dimensional space to be easy, to be neutral, that it doesn't need to do anything anymore. Think, therefore, also about the feet and the head. If the pelvis is your center, then the head is your north pole, your feet and your tail are the south pole. Imagine them and permit them to do less away from the center. How does my upper leg relax away from my easy pelvis? Can I wish my legs to ease away while considering my north pole? Can I imagine from my center, my pelvis? Can I draw a line on both ends of my spine from the front and the back? Can I picture it going away from my resting feet? Can I picture it moving up, undoing up through the entirety of my spine and my back, sending it through my head up to the North Pole and away from my South Pole? This may or may not, but it may cause a shifting in your movements. As I do this, I feel as if my legs and my body wants to sway as things gradually undo to where they're meant to be. If this is happening to you as well, don't be alarmed and don't try to fix. It is a good thing that's happening. Simply renew the permission to leave yourself alone, to picture things going away from your center, to picture the entirety of your foot, the width and the length of it, embracing the floor, not straining for support, not pulling away in rebellion, but connecting as it's meant to, with solid, unbreakable ease. Allow the head to go, the neck to be free, the head to release forward and up, away from your resting feet. Allow your knees to be supple, open, and breathing. Picture the space on the inside of your legs, on the outside of your legs. Picture as you're leaving your pelvis alone. Picture the air moving into your knee joints. Picture the air entering into your hip joints. Picture it entering into your ankle joints. Notice, am I fighting the ground with my feet? Or am I letting myself be there as I go up away from them? Is there any part of my preconceptions wanting to control the outcome here? If so, that's the name of the game. Notice them. Let them go. Free up away from your center to allow your feet to release down away from your center. Expand your presence to yourself as a globe. You've considered your center pelvis. Consider it like the equator of the earth. Consider your head the north pole. Consider your tail, if it was elongated, pointing in between your feet as the south pole, informing your feet to release down to the south pole. Picture the globe expanding behind you, around you, in front of you, above you, below you. Picture the space north by northwest of you, south by southwest of you, north by northeast, south by southeast. Be present to the fact that you have space everywhere and you're expanding yourself into this space through the gentle tide of intention. The slightest whisper of agenda will ruin it. Leave your agenda behind and give yourself to the space. Notice what wants to shift and inhibit trying to control it. Notice when and if your brain starts to try to contract its intentions back into itself. Allow yourself to inhibit this and send yourself into the globular space all around you. It is useful to think of the magnetic poles of the Earth in relation to you, because you harmonize in oppositions. Your head harmonizes away from your tail to allow the tonus in your back to support your limbs. Your feet rest into the floor to inform the head it's okay to go up. Your head releasing forward and up informs the feet it's okay to relax down. They support one another through this opposition. One cannot happen without the other. You cannot release west without releasing east. You cannot release north without releasing south. And you can't release in either direction if you have corrupted your equator. Leave your equator alone. Allow yourself to be present to the air around your nostrils and your mouth. Allow yourself to be present to the air moving around your skull. Allow yourself to be present to the air to the left side of your neck and the right side of your neck, the left side of your shoulder and the right side of your shoulders, the left side of your elbow and the right elbow, the left hip and the right hip, the left knee and the right knee, the left ankle, the right ankle, the left foot and the right foot. Give yourself time here, and when you're ready, go for a walk with a lovely equator and a north pole easing away from your south pole.